The George Real Estate Group radio broadcast is celebrating 10 years on WHKP. The George Real Estate Group is celebrating 10 years on the radio live every Thursday morning at 10:05 on WHKP 107.7 FM and AM 1450 and streaming online at WHKP.com. Each Friday morning at 8:45, the George Real Estate Group presents the Hometown Hero Award to someone in our community who goes above and beyond to make our hometown a better place to live. Here's this week's Hometown Hero Show. 8:45, time now for our George Real Estate Group Hometown Hero Salute, and we do this every Friday morning at 8:45, and first of all, we say thank you and a tip of the hat to Noah George from the George Real Estate Group for bringing us this little ray of sunshine each Friday. How you doing, Noah?
Doing well, and happy Friday.
Happy Friday. You ready to spring forward? Hey, the clocks, you know, they mostly do that on their own now, but there's always a couple. One in the car, usually.
The microwave.
The microwave does it, yeah.
And a lot of ovens you still have to do.
Exactly. Well, hey, let's talk a little real estate for just a second or two before we get to honoring our hometown hero, Merle Jean Hughes. She's standing by on the phone and chat with us. How's the real estate world?
Well, the real estate market's incredible. I mean, the market is still moving forward. I mean, we're averaging some 120 single-family homes a month, selling based on the last 12 months of sales. Inventory level's still low, only 262 active single-family homes in the market. The thing that continues to go up are the prices. The average single-family home price in Henderson County is $528,000.
$528,000.
Oh, I know, it's surprising. And yet, that's the average. So, I mean, there are homes available for the first-time home buyers. There's all price points available. It's just the average right now is the $528,000. And so, we're helping our clients navigate through the buying and selling, whether they are considering selling first and then buying or buying and then selling. I mean, whatever that might look like, we're there to advocate for our clients. And we're having conversations every single day, even though the market's not down with prices, but there is a decline, not only locally, but nationally. We're actually down to some 4 million homes. Which is actually in line with what happened in 2010, 2011. So the number of homes selling is back to what it was. The biggest difference is, obviously, the difference is prices were so depressed back then because there's so much inventory. Now the prices are up because even though there's less homes selling, there's even less inventory.
Yeah, so that's keeping the prices up. And you guys study and know all of this market swings and ups and downs, and you keep track of it. So, in my world, it's just call somebody that can do this for you.
That's right. Give us a call at 828-393-0134. Find us online at realestatebygreg.com. We also podcast all of our radio shows. You can listen and subscribe to our radio podcasts on your favorite podcast platform, or you can stop by our office at 2720 Greenville Highway there in Flat Rock.
Super duper. Noah, welcome with me, if you will, Merle Jean Hughes to the show this morning. Good morning, Ms. Hughes.
Good morning to you.
How are you today?
I couldn't be better.
Oh, that's good to hear. That's great to hear.
Well, we're so thankful to have you, and we wanted to just honor you today. You, I understand you served in the Second World War as a physical therapist, and we also understand you had a big birthday last year. Is that right?
I didn't get that.
It's okay. We understand you celebrated a big birthday recently.
I'm now 101.
That's incredible.
Congratulations. 101 years old. And you're still very active, right? You still get around.
Yes.
Tell us about some of the things. I know that there was a little bit of a conflict in schedule this morning, that you have some other event coming up, or you're scheduled today. You stay busy, right?
Oh, yes.
What kind of things keep you occupied?
Not war.
Well, tell us about World War II, when you served in World War II. That That's fascinating to me. Tell me about your part in that.
Well, I had finishing my second year of college when we got into the war, and it became obvious that I could not go on financially to the junior and senior year, so I looked around and found out that the Army and the Mayo Clinic were combining forces to push a one-year course, a quickie course in physical therapy, although it wasn't even named at that point. They were still battling whether it would be physiotherapy or physical.
Physio or physical. I like that. I hear you. And so you went and you took that that quick course, as you say, and served as a physical therapist during World War II?
Yes, mostly in New Guinea, in the South Pacific. I would say probably 2 years over there.
And I understand you're from Minnesota originally, is that right?
Yes, I am from Hibbing. I was born and raised in Hibbing, Minnesota, which most people don't even know about, but it's up in the upper eastern part of Minnesota in that Arrowhead up there, which is known as the Iron Range because it had the world's largest open pit iron mine.
Wow, and it's close to the Canadian border. So, I mean, I bet going from Minnesota to Papua New Guinea might have been quite the experience.
Well, temperature-wise, it was certainly different.
I can imagine.
In northern Minnesota.
That.
Even the southern. Hibbing is about 220 miles, I think, north of Minneapolis.
Cold winters, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, talk to us a little bit about what came later on. Education became your occupation, right?
Well, after the war, we were supposed to be going to Japan from New Guinea. But the whole unit of the 334th Station Hospital, but instead from the Philippines, I was sent back to the States. And in my hometown of Hibbing, we had a new minister in our church. And he, as new ministers often do, wanted to start a lot of new programs. And one is he got me interested in directing a children's choir. That sparked my interest because most of my education after the war was covered by the GI Bill. And that was a godsend because there are thousands of people who have gone through college and more on the GI Bill. And I managed to get through the 2 years of college and one year of graduate school.
And I understand you went into, you had a new career after physical therapy, is that right?
Yes, I worked for the Presbyterian Church USA for about 32 years after the war as director of Christian education in Minnesota, Ohio, and New Jersey before coming to North Carolina. New Jersey became a little too expensive for retirees to stay there.
Well, what brought you to Hendersonville, Ms. Hughes?
I had a friend. We had decided to move together, which took her a year later to sell her house. But she had more experience with North Carolina than I did. But I had come down here with a choir to Montreat and liked the area very much. And I liked the mountain part of it. So I came down in 1994, which means 30 years ago this month.
Incredible. I understand you served for 37 months in the Army.
That's right.
I did read a little bit of a story that you made a promise to your mother about not going overseas. Is that right?
Yes, I did. My family was very supportive of me as far as joining the Army was concerned, but my mother exacted a promise from me that I would not volunteer for overseas service. And the Army had a policy at that time that I don't know if it still holds, but they did not send women overseas if they were less than 21 years old. And so I turned 21 on a January 1. I'm a New Year's baby. And on January 4th, I had written invitation or orders to join the 334th Station Hospital and was sent from Louisville, Kentucky, where I was doing the Army's part of that coalition with the Army and Mayo Clinic, and was ordered to go to Camp Ellis, Illinois, and join the 334th Station Hospital. And from there, we went to California and Australia for 4 months before getting up to where our hospital had been built. So,
and you volunteer here in Hendersonville at Pardee Hospital some, right?
But I didn't have to volunteer. I was ordered. In the meantime, my mother had written a letter that crossed with mine telling her, with the thrill I had of being commissioned and sent overseas, and her letter to me was relieving me of my promise, because she said if she were in my shoes, she would want to volunteer. So we both got what we wanted.
That's a good deal. That was a win-win situation, wasn't it? Well, you are still active at Trinity Presbyterian Church here in Hendersonville, correct?
Yes, I am.
Well, I know you want to say hello to all your church mates out there. And we just wanted to take an opportunity to chat with you, Ms. Hughes, and it's incredible that you're 101 years old. We're driving just a couple of years ago, right?
What was a couple of years ago?
Driving your car?
A year ago last June, I quit driving.
I heard you had a fast car, though.
Pardon?
I heard you had a fast sports car.
Well, I don't know who you've been talking to.
If you can confess to anything now since you're past 100 years old, right? I mean, you don't just tell it all, right?
Oh, of course.
Ms. Hughes, thank you so much. We are so grateful for your time and what you've done in our community and continue to do. Thank you so much from the bottom of our heart.
Incredible. And if you want to learn more about Meryl Jean Hughes' story, she was actually documented in a 2006 book called Natural Born Heroes, World War II Memories from One North Carolina Neighborhood by a Bob Johnson. And Meryl, we're just so thankful to have you on the show this morning. Any advice, or what's the secret to a long life?
Well, I have two answers. One is good genes and the grace of God. And the other one is that vegetables are highly overrated.
Thank you, Mrs. Hughes.
Hey, guys. It's Lucy Miller George, your favorite 9-year-old. And I'm here to talk about the George Real Estate Group. Are you ready to sell your home and move on to bigger and better things? Well, let me tell you, my family knows a thing or two about selling houses. We have the experience of helping over 1,300 families. And let's be real, selling your home is a big deal. But with our expert guidance and our terrible dad jokes and Lucy jokes, we will make the process as easy and painless as possible. Want to hear a joke? Why did the real estate agent cross the road? To get to the other listing. Okay, maybe our jokes aren't the best, but our selling skills are definitely are. Give us a call today, 828-393-0134. Have a nice day.
The George Real Estate Group is located in Flat Rock, North Carolina, near Hendersonville in Henderson County. You can find them online at realestatebygreg.com. The George Real Estate Group can be reached at 828-393-0134 or stop by their office at 2720 Greenville Highway, Flat Rock, North Carolina. Tune in live each week on Thursdays at 10:05 a.m. on WHKP 107.7 FM and 1450 a.m. or stream online at WHKP.com or download these podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. The George Real Estate Group brings you the WHKP Hometown Hero Series every Friday morning at 8:45.